Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
My name is Sean Robertson. I work with NGP Software. We do websites for Democratic campaigns. I did my first Drupal website in October of 2003, and I've been doing it full-time for almost 5 years now.
Okay, great. So what are the type of websites that you work on, and what do you usually do?
Most of our websites are Democratic political campaign sites. Some examples are BarneyFrank.net, JohnConyers.com, JackMurtha.com. We also do some nonprofit organizations. Probably the most well-known one was RFKCenter.org for the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights.
So it sounds like you're doing a lot of political websites. So maybe you could talk a bit about what is it that sort of makes like a Drupal site for a politician?
It's fairly simple, really. Most of them have a pretty standard set of features. You have the newsroom with news articles and press releases. You have the issues section with policy statements, video content, that kind of thing. And we've been doing a fair amount of stuff lately trying to integrate them with social networking tools.
And so maybe talk a bit about some of the installation profile stuff or the features stuff that you've been working on as well.
I wrote a set of features modules that create the newsroom and all of that stuff. It's called NGP Campaign. We've completely open sourced it. Then I wrote an install profile called NGP Profile that automates all of the setup. So we have basically a fully working Drupal instance within about 15 seconds.
So what are some of the lessons or things that you want to talk about or share at the Birds of the Feather session that you're going to be holding?
Basically how you can leverage those tools to automate your site configuration. If you find that you're doing a lot of very similar sites, you can basically turn them out in a matter of minutes rather than hours.
So what's the process? You know, kind of walk through the steps that you have to go through in order to be able to actually do that.
It's a little bit complicated to discuss in an interview, but basically with context and features modules, you set up views and content types and stuff like that, create all your contexts, and then there's an export process from the features module that creates a downloadable module of your feature, and then you can install that on another site and it enables everything and you can disable it so, you know, the content types go away. But everything is in code, that's the important thing, so that, you know, you can roll them out very quickly.
And so there's also a lot of things that are stored within the database, you know, different settings and different configurations. So maybe talk about like how far you can go with that and how much more clicking around you still have to do.
I actually eliminated most of the manual configuration stuff. As far as the features are concerned, they're all completely in code. So there's like the views are not in the database, they're all in code. There is a lot of stuff involved with setting variables in the install profile. I did have to do a couple of direct database writes to get the WYSIWYG module set up and things like that. But basically, we eliminated all of the manual configuration.
I see. Well, and being involved with the Drupal community for, you know, the past 7 years or so, it's what version did you start with? And also, what have you been involved with in terms of like a Drupal core development or modules?
I actually started with DeanSpace back in the day, which was a political distribution of Drupal. I think that was 4.5 or something awfully old like that. But now most of our sites are in Drupal 6. We still have some Drupal 5 sites. I maintain a number of modules, including the forward module, CRM API, and CRM NGP, which allow us to integrate with our campaign office database, the splash module, a few others. We are very committed to open sourcing all of our module development.
And any core work as well?
I've been around on the issue queues. I've submitted a couple patches. I'm not sure if any have been committed. I did do a Civic Space Developers Summit here in San Francisco 6 years ago. And That was more of a brainstorming session, and I think some of the ideas that I came up with there eventually ended up in Core.
I see. And you know, being involved with the Drupal community, you've seen sort of quite an evolution of Drupal. And maybe you could talk about, like, from your perspective, what have you seen change in that?
Well, when I did that first Drupal site 7 years ago, it was very difficult to do anything custom without hacking Core. And the framework has improved so dramatically now that you can touch almost every single part of the system without ever having to modify any core files. It's pretty impressive how far along Drupal has come in those years.
And finally, what type of things are you really excited about learning more about or talking more about here at DrupalCon?
I'm very interested in the theming stuff. I've attended a couple of sessions on usability. I'm interested in learning how I can better leverage context and relationships and views. Some more advanced theming stuff, things like that.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.